Welcome to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from March 10th, 1999.
From the high desert and the great American Southwest, I bid you all good evening or a good morning, wherever you may be across this great land, virus commercially from the Tahitian and Hawaiian Islands out west, eastward to the Caribbean and the U.S. Virgin Islands, south into South America, north all the way to the pole and worldwide on the internet. This is Coast to Coast AM and I guess beyond. And worldwide, thanks to Broadcast.com and, of course, Intel at the moment, as we continue our experiment in streaming video. Streaming video, or is it screaming video? Listen, you can go up to my website and you can get the G2 software free of charge. Won't cost you a red cent. Won't cost you an American cent either. And then come back and click on streaming video, and here I will be dancing about doing my show, and you can both see and hear what goes on. Now, Richard C. Hoagland, good news to report, at least tentative good news. Richard did make it through surgery, and we're going to have to watch Richard very carefully for the next, 48 hours or so. But he did make it through surgery, I repeat. And I haven't had a lot of communication from the people in Miami. My guess is, I've had a little bit, my guess is that that they're all pretty whipped. And once he got through surgery and was no doubt totally conked out, they all took the opportunity to go get a little bit of sleep. But I did get word that he made it through the surgery, so thank you all. I guess we can at least tentatively, cautiously conclude grand experiment number 7 worked. Or at least it's not an obvious failure. Richard lives. So I want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart who participated in the effort. You never know. I guess you can call these things as you will, but we have now done 7 experiments, and all 7 have come up winners. Now, I don't know, I guess you could calculate the odds of that one with regard to rain or ETs showing themselves or people recovering from insurmountable difficulties, certainly the case with Danyon, and a good helping hand with Richard. So I don't know. You know, what do you conclude about many minds concentrating in a single effort? I have not yet concluded anything except that I'm leaning heavily toward believing that it actually works. Listen next hour. You're in for a treat. Peter Novak will be here. And he claims to have solved the oldest mystery of them all, the secret of death itself. And he has written a book called The Division of Consciousness. The Division of Consciousness. And he will explain, I guess, the nature of what he believes consciousness to be, and in its understanding, unriddles the mystery of death. We'll see. Next hour, Peter Novak. Right now, a little bit of an update. First, NASA has got to go up and fix the Hubble. There's more Hubble trouble. Now, I hadn't heard that, but let me read the story to you as is and see what you think of it. NASA will launch an emergency repair mission this fall to the Hubble Space Telescope, which is in danger of shutting down. NASA decided Wednesday to move up the Hubble visit to October from June of 2000. Although the $2 billion telescope would be safe in orbit, NASA does not want to risk losing any valuable science time. What's wrong with Hubble? I hadn't heard Hubble was in trouble, but apparently it is again. You don't suppose it could be related to Y2K, do you? Now, again, Although they say the $2 billion telescope would be safe in orbit, NASA doesn't want to lose any valuable science time. See, that would lead a slightly suspicious person to believe that it might be a software thing. Maybe an embedded chip up there circling the Earth? Who knows? Secretary of State Madeleine Albright urges Congress to delay votes on Kosovo until peace talks are completed, suggesting the warring sides would interpret a lack of U.S. resolve as, quote, a green light to resume fighting, but the House Speaker has rejected her appeal and scheduled a debate for tomorrow on a resolution on the possible deployment of U.S. troops. Now, I wonder why they would do that. Seems to me not to be a brilliant idea to deploy U.S. troops until they're sure they've got some kind of agreement. Otherwise, we're sending our guys into the middle of a hot zone. Maybe that's what they're going to do. Here's what I call a head shaker. A man down in Louisiana walked into a church, in the middle of a church service, and opened fire as he walked down the aisle, killing two people, wounding four others. Minister said the gunman's wife and baby were killed. He also reportedly shot and killed his mother-in-law before going to church. Incident occurred at New St. John Fellowship Baptist Church in Gonzales, 20 miles east of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Parish deputies there shaking their head. They have no idea why this occurred. Great. Into church, right down the aisle with a gun blazing away. This is really, really interesting what I've got here. It is from Gene. And Gene sent me email saying roughly the following. Art, I sent a message to SOHO, you know, the people with the satellite that watches the sun, asking them about the probability of a super flare, flashback to last night, super flare hitting Earth, and what it would do if it did. And I got an amazingly uncommunicative response, which I have quoted below. So, here's what she wrote to the people at SOHO. CNN reported recently that other star-like stars have been seen expelling super flares. How likely is it that the sun might send a super flare our way, and what exactly would be the consequences? Now, this is sent to SOHO, right? And so, you can see the trail of email once Gene's letter got to SOHO. It reached first a man named Steele, that's S-T-E-E-L-E, Steele, who said, Steele, can you take this one? Thanks. And you can see that it was kicked, thanks Gene, and Gene kicked it over to somebody else. And finally, it's hard to discern who sent this. Now, the answer that came back to my emailer was the technical answer she got back from the SOHO people was on the possibility of a major flare. Are you ready? Quote, to quote Paul McCartney, tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. End quote. Gene writes, as you can see, my message got bumped from scientist to scientist who would normally answer questions, and finally to their PI guy, SOHO media specialist. The BR guy then proceeded to just throw me a cryptic McCartney quote, no mention of the chances or the possible outcome, as I had asked. This to me expresses an attempt to hide something. Can the PR guy really answer my question about supernova flares better than the scientist? Yeah, right. So again, a serious inquiry made of the people at SOHO kicked past several of the scientists there. Finally, with an answer Tomorrow may rain, so follow the sun. Yeah, all right. I mentioned this the other morning, but I didn't give it much play because I just didn't have time the other morning. On Tuesday, last week, this is in the Knight Ridder newspapers, a dangerous asteroid whizzed by Earth in a cosmic close call. Similar near misses are expected March 18th, March 26th, and April 1st. Astronomers are discovering killer asteroids at a record pace. Now, they've already added 55, by the way, this year, more than any other 6 years combined. Anyway, it goes back to what I've always said about this. The really close calls that we get are never seen until after the fact. In other words, they never run a story saying Earth is about to have a close call. Tomorrow or the next day, something is going to come whizzing by and it's going to be really close, folks. But no cigar. Or can't you do that cigar thing anymore? We never get a notification ahead of time. Always, we just had a close call. And here's an interesting story from Philadelphia, the Inquirer there. The Philadelphia Inquirer, a very well-respected paper. Deformed calves, discolored crops, purple pigs dying by the hundreds, then decomposing quickly. Sounds like the X-Files, doesn't it? It isn't some Old Testament pestilence. It's here and now, and a mystery that has driven one farmer in western Montgomery County out of business and has others in the area scared for theirs and for their health. Now, thus far, the long series of reported problems first noted in the early 1990s has absolutely confounded environmental and agricultural officials. The EPA did its most recent round of soil and water testing on the farms in January. More tests to come. But, quote, the data we got back thus far does not indicate any kind of environmental or human health emergency out here. We're looking at what needs to be done from here on out. And apparently it's not exactly isolated either throughout the Mid-Atlantic region, according to Lynn Campbell, an EPA spokesperson. Farm animals are dying, and we don't know why. We're going to make any kind of connection we can and try to figure out what's going on here. Everybody is very tight-lipped on the story, but I trust the Philadelphia Inquirer is following the story, and we'll get some kind of update on it. Pretty weird stuff, huh? The priest was preparing a man for his long day's journey into night. It must be a hard job for priests, you know, going to people who are dying. You ever think about that? That's what Danyon does, too. Whispering firmly, our priest said, denounce the devil, son. Let him know how little you think of his evil. The dying man was silent. The priest repeated his order. The dying man still said nothing. The priest then asked, why do you refuse to denounce the devil and his evil? A moment goes by and the dying man replies, well, until I know exactly where I'm heading, I don't think I ought to aggravate anybody.